Coffee Club, Coffee Club. Grind your beans and grab your favorite mug. It's Ollie, Morgan, George, and Gus. It's them boys from Coffee Club. Boys from Coffee Club.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Coffee Club podcast for episode 157. The boys, George, Ollie, and myself are joined today by Mr. Manager Tom Wing.
That's me. That's you. You're for inspection.
We're under close supervision today.
Management is in the building.
Corporate review.
We should have actually made that we should have made that one of the topics today. Live performance review. Yeah. That'd be good.
Then, yeah. The write-ups will be in the next episode.
Perfect. We'll make that happen. But today we have a lot of fun stuff to talk about. We're going to, you know, it's been on the notes for a couple of weeks, but we're going to finally expose what happened, the truth behind our Instagram getting lost for a couple months. We're going to, what's the other topics? We're going to recap the gala.
Oh yeah, it's a big gala.
Obviously.
Episode. Yeah.
Gala episode, which was lost just a couple of days ago, and it was a big success this year. So we're very excited to recap that. And then once again, we're getting slammed. We have the scoop today. I guess, so this episode should be coming out on Tuesday, 2 days earlier.
15 minutes ago, actually, they just had their press release and we're live now.
Oh, yeah.
This is, 11, I think it's 11 a.m. Eastern.
Mm-hmm.
So this is out now, 11:15 a.m. Eastern.
So
on Tuesday.
We're going to be talking about the new announcements for who's getting slammed. This week, Tom knows them. The three of us boys don't know them. So we're going to be trying to guess them.
Yeah. A slamazode.
See how we can do.
Slamazode.
But before we get into that, a little preview for New York Marathon. Once again, check the description for the cool stuff that we're doing for that. And then we do have a few beans shout outs. We have actually quite a lot coming in the works. We've been very spoiled lately. I'm going to start us off. Big shout out to Lara. From Italy, from Parma, Cinta's good friend who hosted us. She gave us some lovely, lovely beans from a local coffee shop, which I don't have because I already used them all. But she does listen to the podcast. She's an avid runner. Lara, thank you so much for the lovely beans and the love, the support. Yeah.
Thank you, Lara.
Thanks, Lara. George?
Nice. Yeah, I have one very close to my heart from a couple of friends in Sacramento, Jimmy and Miranda, and from Chocolate Fish Coffee Roasters, which is, if anyone listening knows what chocolate, they have chocolate fish in Australia, like the chocolate covered marshmallow things.
Mm.
I think it's like a reference to like a New Zealand candy, but it's run, I think, by New Zealand, and it has like New Zealand photos all over the walls and everything. I went a few years ago and they make very good coffee. I had it this morning. Okay. And they said I had to read the note, otherwise they'll be really mad, and it's quick. From your biggest fans in Sacramento, California, we especially love George and have been following him very closely since his Secret Hall days. So closely, in fact, that we knew of his secret love of Panda Express and Sausage Egg McMuffins. I don't know what the fuck to talk about.
I don't know. It's so secret, George didn't even know.
And because we let ourselves often into his Flagstaff home while he was sleeping. Get this coffee brewing, George. We know you are going to need energy on November 3rd. Love ya, Mer and Jim. This is the wedding I'm going to on New York Marathon Day.
Amazing. One week away, pretty much.
Jenna was there for the bachelorette last weekend, hence the beans being delivered back this way.
Amazing.
So, thank you.
Thank you. Are you able to...
Are we just going to gloss over the fact that they just mentioned Panda Express and Sausage McMuffin? George told me he's never eaten McDonald's.
He said that so many times.
He said that so many times, and then saying that's so his guilty times. Pleasure. It feels like I don't know George, if that's true.
Yeah. I've never
said that's I a bombshell reveal.
I've never said I haven't eaten McDonald's.
Have you ever eaten McDonald's with us?
He's got the chance to do it right now.
Unlikely.
He's the chance to do it right now.
This changes everything.
I don't know how to feel right now. Panda Express?
Do you feel betrayed, Ollie?
A little bit.
You feel betrayed every time that you've offered fast food to George and he said, no, I don't eat that.
I've like lived with George for years. I've known George for years. Every time I've tried to peer pressure him into getting fast food, every time he's just... If you're in the corner in your room at Mount Sherman eating Panda Express or a sausage egg McMuffin, I would actually
I guarantee I have not eaten Panda Express since I moved to Boulder.
Okay. Well, that makes me feel
like stuff.
Didn't say McDonald's,
can't
though.
Confirm.
Didn't say McDonald's.
He didn't say McDonald's.
I might have had that more recently than Panda Express.
This is a This is fucking
but
outrageous.
I did turn down a McDonald's 2 a.m. situation, but we'll get to that after the gala. With gala talk. There was an opportunity for some McDonald's, but I stayed strong.
That's a damn shame.
Okay.
We're going to have to get more into
that later. My shout out is actually also, I don't have the bag with me because I destroyed these beans when we were in Portland for the summit, Hunter. Morgan and I went to an event with Arne and with him in Tennessee. He's an amazing bloke, and he gave 2 bars of chocolate. I ate 1 bar. I've given 1 bar to George, which doesn't excuse my behavior of eating 1 bar by myself. And then I finished the beans that he gave me, which were beautiful. Thank you so much for those. They went very quickly in the new machine. So cheers, Hunter.
Amazing. Thanks for all the beans. Thanks for the love. So Instagram. Instagram, Instagram, Instagram.
Oh, wait, New York. Good segue into New York.
Which New York?
Just a quick New York marathon.
I already did that.
You did that?
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, I was thinking about the Grand Slam thing.
Fair enough.
Check the description.
Yeah, check the description for any information on our upcoming event at the New York Marathon.
Good segue into the Instagram.
So if you guys follow us on Instagram, you would have maybe 1 week, a couple months ago, looked up the Coffee Club pod and been like, wait, where is that account gone? It's not showing up anymore. And then you might have seen a different secondary account, Coffee Club. What was that one called?
Coffee Club dot pod.
Yeah. Show up and be like, wait, what's going on here?
That was Kroger brand. Coffee Club.
I do like that. I feel like the logo for that was like our logo, but it did look slightly worse.
It was a screenshot of, like, if you open Spotify
yeah.
and listen to the podcast, it was a screenshot of the logo.
It looked like a fan. It looked like a fan account.
Yeah. So it was perfect. But we haven't really addressed it on the podcast. Maybe we've had a couple little quips here and there, but we haven't actually said what happened because it was an ongoing investigation.
Yeah.
So we didn't want to.
We couldn't speak on it.
We weren't allowed to. Our lawyers said to
keep quiet. The big wigs were. Yeah.
But now that we have our Instagram back as of about a week ago, which big shout out to Brendan Elliott.
Yes. He's Mark Zuckerberg's right-hand man.
Yeah.
He was able to convince him to give us the account back.
He convinced Mark?
Mark, yeah.
We went right to the top.
Yeah, straight to the top.
That makes sense. I mean, that makes sense.
He convinced the Zuck.
Yeah. Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Should we start from the beginning?
Why did it get banned?
It started with a couple weeks before we did the big merch drop. I was like gearing up for what I wanted to be like a really big like social media buildup. So
which it was.
It was, yes. I don't know. Do you guys want to talk about the actual video or? So we did a whole thing where Grant's girl, well, we didn't do it. This was a higher power Grant's girl doing this to us. But the premise of the actual like the merch kind of like release launch video was we were teasing episode 0, like we were going to release it. And what actually had happened was Grant's girl, who's like an interdimensional, multiversal,
demon.
Yeah, from Eugene, Oregon, was kind of like went back in time to episode 0, the unreleased, very recorded podcast, to try to stop you guys. The whole idea was that you guys keep qualifying for the Olympics in every timeline. And so I was, I don't know what. All these crazy ideas were coming to me, and one of them I had seen like someone actually getting hacked and whatchamacallit. Yeah, it was like, I remember, I think I sent you a voice note or text like, what if
we pretend the Instagram account got hacked?
Yeah.
And that's, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what we did.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, we did a little fake hacking thing. Tom put it all together. A lot of people did fall for it. Immediately, I think all the 3 of us got personal messages from people saying, hey, I don't know if you know this, but your account just got hacked.
Our fans were too loyal. You know? They were standing up for us.
I felt bad. I felt like I was lying to these people.
I did delete Tom's post because I thought it was a hack.
Yeah, I didn't even tell you guys, which maybe I should.
And then Tom texted me. He's like, did you delete those posts? I said, yes. He said, oh, that's for the advertisement for the merch.
Yeah.
And I said, What?
Haven't you heard of marketing?
Haven't you heard of like selling?
So haven't you heard of selling out?
The actual posts were just like, we have a financial opportunity for you.
DM it looked us exactly money like moves. A hacking one.
Yes, but nothing, there's no links. There's no actual, like if you DM'd us money moves, nothing would actually happen.
How many money moves DMs did we get?
A lot. And mostly like ironic ones. But
like people knew, some people knew.
They either knew or they just thought it was funny, even if it was happening.
True.
But the real downside was that I think a lot of people actually reported the account for getting hacked. So
see, they were too loyal. They were standing up for the pod.
And then that was kind of like releasing, and then the next post was like a phone call in the dark from Grant's girl, like, and we weren't picking up. And then you'll see in the actual final cut of it, the Instagram account's back up now, but it'll say Coffee Club episode 0. There's a little mention of the hack or like it pops up on the screen. So then actually it was, we got shadow banned first. And so for a week I was like, ugh, we lost some like privileges or whatever. I think they maybe
like not showing up on search and stuff.
Yeah. And then I appealed that, and then the appeal actually took the account down. So when I appealed it and was explaining like there's no link, there's nothing, it went to some sort of like administrator that was like, nope. This is financial fraud.
Yeah.
So they took it down. Fortunately, I had a friend, Brendan, who I also just want to shout out for a 50-minute PB at Chicago Marathon a couple weeks ago.
Huge. Hell yeah.
Absolute legend. They have like, this is not an uncommon thing at Instagram, which is kind of a travesty. There's like actual small businesses that rely on Instagram and get shut down.
That are trying to do fake marketing, yeah. fake hacked marketing schemes like everyone does.
So he's just been working night and day for months, is that what you're telling us?
Actually,
to get us back?
Yeah, I was messaging
80-hour weeks just on...
Yeah, there's an appeal process within for employees. And so he was just... Every week I was getting an update, like no emails, or that it had been getting passed around. And then eventually, 10 weeks later... We got the account back, and he said, he showed me the response, and it's like they actually said that if you watch the YouTube version of this, there's a lot more visuals that you're missing out on the audio version of this podcast. It was totally their fault. We did nothing wrong.
Yeah,
they took the blame for it. But yeah. Just 10 week. I just got a 10 week.
Do you think we can sue them?
I think so.
I think we should.
Zuck did tell me that we could, you know. Sort it out later.
Yeah. On your personal one-on-one?
Well, we might get a free subscription to the metaverse.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. We'll be the first running podcast in the metaverse.
Which means we can finally, you know, attack Grant's girl if she does come back to harm us in any way.
Well, yeah, that is the long and the short of it. We got banned, and then luckily we had some connects. Because it is kind of brutal once we first initially got properly banned, I appealed it, and then that appeal almost instantly got like rejected. Mm-hmm. And then there's just like there's nothing you can do like that, like from as the user trying to do that, the Instagram, it just tells you like we've revealed your appeal and it got denied. That's it.
It's even scarier. They just put up a screen that says like everything will be permanently deleted.
Yeah, they say try back up your things if you want to save them like within 90 days or whatever.
Yeah. It doesn't include the posts.
Yeah. So it was real scary, but luckily Tom had this connect inside.
You live by me, die by me.
Yeah, exactly. I think it was all worth it. I think it was all worth it, and we made it, you know, all is well that ends well. We're here on the other side. We have our Instagram back, and it actually, for me, was really significant. It made me really appreciate what we do have. I recommend if you guys haven't done this recently, yesterday I was scrolling back through our Instagram as a bit of a just to see all the memories.
Just a trip down memory lane.
It's amazing. Like if you go down now, and I give full credit to, I mean, we did it initially, but then mostly it's all been Tom and just amazing work from our graphic designer, Jack. If you scroll down our Instagram, the amount of unique, amazing posts and reels and just all the big moments that the three of us have had in the last 2 years that are really well captured and shared there, it's like, wow, this is cool. So it really made me appreciate that.
Yeah. Find a running podcast that does that.
Yep. So Yeah, we made it to the other side, and we can all now laugh about it. Now it's a funny joke. And Tom still has his job, which is good.
Conservative Instagram account from us going forward.
We're still shadow banned for a few weeks right now. Like, I think we still don't appear on it, everything.
Actually, it would be this week, so I'll check.
Okay, so maybe
we may
not.
Be out of
we'll
the
see.
Woods.
Completely. We'll see.
So we're just in a low growth phase.
Yeah, we're just chilling. It was sad that it happened during the Olympics. Our account was not existing.
Yeah, that's true.
It was not the best timing for us.
Yeah, for me.
But you know, whatever. But that's why the secondary account existed, because all our Olympic stuff from that time did get posted to that. So, and now we have a backup account if anything does happen again.
It's like I always say, Tom. Doesn't matter if the glass is half empty or half full, because I'm having another beer. We've got another account. We're able to post other stuff. And yeah, drink to that, boys. Yeah. Nice.
Cheers.
Cheers.
So if you're watching the YouTube version of this, you might have noticed that Ollie was, there was some action happening in the bottom right corner of the screen.
I can take my glasses off now because I've done it.
Yeah, you want
how many calories did you just put
serious?
Down?
Let's get serious for a second. How was that?
I'm probably going to be constipated in the next 2 hours, but it was good. I think it was a couple of episodes ago, only a couple episodes ago, I did try the McRib. So I thought with the Chicken Big Mac, or the Morgan McChicken Big Mac that is currently out.
The Chicken Boy Mac.
Chicken Boy Mac with McDonald's. I thought I'd bring it on.
Collab.
I did a Chicken Big Mac and then a regular Big Mac. Just as I...
Side by side.
You know, when you do an experiment, you have...
Control.
Control.
And then you have...
Independent variable.
There you go.
What was your p-value?
My p-value was the fries. Although the fries kind of... I got salt in my nose.
Was that part of the test and the drink?
Yeah, because you know...
No, he always does that with fries, so he has to keep it all other variables the same.
Morgan knows this, yeah.
Is that why you had to get a giant Dr. Pepper? Is that Dr. Pepper?
No, that Dr. Pepper is just purely because I had to, you know... You have to kind of... when you smell coffee beans, when you're tasting something, just to cleanse the palate?
Palate cleanser.
Yeah, the Dr. Pepper is my cleansing palate.
That's your default flavor.
But,
what was your hypothesis before starting? What were you expecting?
I was expecting, is this going to just be the hot and spicy without the spicy chicken sandwich doubled up? Or is it actually going to be a chicken Big Mac? Or is it going to be something else? So...
That's less of a hypothesis, more... A series
Well, my
of
hypothesis is it going to be a Big Mac?
No, let's just continue.
No, is it going to be a Big Mac? Because the Big Mac...
Well, what did you think?
...is iconic. What I think?
What did you think before and after?
Before, I was very excited. I went and I grabbed it and I brought it downstairs. And then when I ate it, I felt like I ate it quite quickly. It felt like it was pretty tasty. It was like... pretty much, it just felt like it was a chicken sandwich that had Big Mac sauce on it.
Did they pair well? Did the chicken and the sauce?
Honestly, yeah, it was fine. But that that sauce is kind of universal. You could put that sauce in a fillet of fish, which I would never eat a fillet of fish because yuck.
All I can think about is that this is our first time having any official correspondence with like the Grand Slam PR team, and they're just going to be sitting here. They're like, when is the Grand Slam part going to happen?
Well, we're going to get to it, but there's more important topics.
It's a classic YouTuber tactic to just, you know, you got to put the best thing at the end.
You put the best thing at the end, or you just,
they're
you know,
sit
the best things at the
rest
front.
Of this.
Was the regular Big Mac better? Sure, it must have been.
I honestly think it is better because I do like pickles with burgers and stuff, but I feel like pickles and like beef go really well. Pickles and chicken can go well, but something about the pickles on this one with the sauce, with the cheese and the chicken, it was still good. Would I order it again with my usual order for McDonald's, which is actually, I haven't really ordered McDonald's much anymore. We can talk about what I ordered after the gala, which was embarrassing. But yeah, I would pick the Big Mac over the Chicken Big Mac. I think it's a fun little addition. But, you know, if you want to try it, go and try it.
You don't think it's not going to last.
No, I think the McRib is iconic for a reason.
I remember you not giving the McRib a good review though.
Yeah, but it's iconic for a reason because it's so different. Whereas this is like, you could order something very similar to this. You know what I mean? Like this is not like a very, very crazy, outrageous thing to
order.
It's
like not special. Like, is it like just like two McChickens stacked on top of each other?
That's what I was worried about. That was like, my hypothesis was, is it going to be that? Or is it going to be something like a Big Mac that's like new, like a new Big Mac? It wasn't. It was just two chicken McChickens put on top of each other. So at the end of the day, I give it three and a half thumbs up.
3.5 out of 10?
Out of 5.
Oh.
Oh.
I'm still pretty generous. I gave that the McRib two thumbs up out of 5.
So this is better than a McRib.
Yeah, McRib was okay. It's. I mean, Geordie, I think that smell put off Geordie from ever trying anything at McDonald's. Well, again,
in the basement,
sausage McMuffin.
Yeah. In the basement studio, not good.
Sauce.
Yeah.
That did not belong down here.
Nah, Geordie wasn't happy about that. But it was good. It was good, but it wasn't. I think it was better than the McRib, but I'm still waiting for McDonald's to bring out something, you know, exciting. The Grimace Shake, though, if I did a review of that here, that's 5 thumbs up.
That could be dangerous.
Almost 7 thumbs up.
Is that Christmas thing? Is that the green one?
No, that's a Shamrock Shake.
Geordie,
get your...
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
Anyway, that's my review.
He's never been.
Thanks for watching. And now I'm back at the podcast.
Okay.
With my wisdom and knowledge of fast food etiquette.
Thank you for that, Ollie. Speaking of McDonald's, gala talk. So we previewed it the last couple of weeks. Oh, just last week. The gala went down this past Saturday for the team, and it was a special gala because rather than being a full party hosted at our place, it was more of a pregame type vibe with a smaller crew, teammates, friends, and family, which we have a pretty big team these days, so that's actually still a lot of people. And obviously Tom was here and a couple of other special ones. But we
intimate.
It was an intimate little crew, and we had a great... The plan was to have a pregame at Ollie's apartment, which is then walking distance from the bars on Pearl Street in Boulder, and we were going to head to Press Play after. And that's exactly what we did. My initial takeaway is that, well, like, definitely the morning after, I was like, wow, that was the best gala we've ever had. That's my high praise. That was my initial takeaway. I don't know. How were you guys feeling?
Me and Ollie had similar takes when we reconvened the following day. I said top two galas.
The first one has a very, very special place in my heart. I don't think I can rank the first one higher than this one purely because I think for this one, I definitely had the most fun, but I also felt that like more or less like we could really celebrate as a team for this one. That felt really fun. Thank you to Tom and Avery for helping set up and grab stuff. And then thanks to my girlfriend Megan and Jackson for also cleaning up everything after the event, which honestly wasn't even that bad. I mean, like, our team's super respectful and nice, and there was no crazy coincidence or Upper Decker in my toilet, you know, the next morning, which I was, you know, hopefully expecting, but...
There's always next year.
But I was concerned that because we always hyped it up, right? We always like, we're going to have a big party. It's going to be this. This one was a very different situation where we're going to have pre-drinks and then we're going to go somewhere else. And the game thing as well, you always worry about like, are people going to participate? Are people going to be interested? Or is it just going to like, you know, just kind of dissipate and people just start mingling again and you can't really organize anything. We had two games. We had Beer O'Cart, which is one of Yard's favorite things to play when you drink. And we had the trivia, which I think went really well.
We need to ban Tweez from Beer O'Cart.
Yes. So there's a cheating
thing.
They're not
carbonated. That's just not...
Well, we should talk about the carbonation thing with Mario, because Mario Garcia Romo really embarrassed himself. And I love Mario, but we need to call him out for this one. Anyway, so like everyone turned up. It was Halloween costume themed. Knowing me, and you guys know me, I went, let's go to... get some fucking Halloween decorations. I got way too much. I got this thing that was massive.
It was epic.
Filled
it was
my apartment. But the exciting thing was, I think we had the projector, we had all the lights, we had all the props and everything. We did the Jello shots. They were orange, you know, Halloween themed. And I think when people came in, they really enjoyed that. And then there was the upstairs area, like Meg designed it with some of her Halloween stuff. And then there's a little balcony. So it was nice for the group of people we had. I think we're about 30 people. And the first game we played, we did teams and everyone named their teams, which was quite funny. One team was called Team.
That was our team.
Yeah. Literally the three of us.
And then I agree,
that was a great
team.
There was
Team Compost.
I like that name.
Which was Jackson Bartlett. He came, he like literally, I walked over, it's like, what's your team name? And Maya was like, I don't know. And then he's like, Team Compost. And I was like, okay, that makes no sense, but
like Team Compost. Like,
well, maybe because you and Mig were rubbish in recycling. So.
Oh.
Yeah, but what? I wasn't on that team. I was on Team
Landscaping. I know, but maybe that was
maybe that's what was going through his head. But I was a trash can and Meg was recycling. The costumes also were amazing. Shout out to Yard and Tom Wang, Frozone.
Wait, we gotta quickly, costumes. So it was a Halloween, costume party. Mm.
That actually was one of the reasons why it was one of the best colors.
Yeah, I did like the costume.
Because everyone went hard. Yeah. Everyone went hard as well. There's no one who was clear, like, you have to come dressed up. And everyone put a really good amount of effort into it. One of the funniest parts, as Ollie just mentioned, was that Jared had revealed to us, like, 2 days before that he was going as Frozone.
Which was a big mistake to reveal it.
Jared is the best. He's got the perfect body. He's so good as Frozone.
Right, yeah, it makes sense.
It's amazing. And then we were like, initially this, I don't think we can take credit for this, because this is initially coming from Dylan. Yes. Dylan was the first one that wanted to do this, but then he didn't go through with it. But then I was in spirit with Tom, and there was one Frozone costume left. I'm like, Tom, come on. Like, you got to do it. It's going to be so funny if you go as Frozone.
I wasn't worried about being Frozone. I was worried about what Dylan would think for taking the last Frozone.
But alas, he sent it. He came as Frozone, and then what was Yared's response when?
Yeah, I don't know.
You got there first, so then Yared walked in like half an hour later.
Mm. Yeah, you were there for it, right?
Yeah.
He was like, that is not okay. Yeah. That is not okay. I'm going to kill you. That's not okay.
He was like, I knew I shouldn't have told anyone. Which
he got so upset. And all the funny thing is, his costume was really good. And Tom, yours one was definitely on the cheaper side of the Frozone costume range, I would say.
It was a big mistake telling everyone what he was coming as. That
well, that's his own fault.
Yeah, he'll learn from that, and I'm sure he won't make that mistake again.
That's his own fault.
No, but he ultimately loved it.
He was just joshing.
The best part was when we were walking from your house to press play. We were all in like groups, like scattered across Pearl Street, so people would see people walking in costumes like, "That's Frozone," and then like every single group saw a second Frozone.
They were
That's
like,
another Frozone.
They came up to us like, do you guys know there's another Frozone up there? Yeah, we do. They loved it.
Yeah. Other costume highlights.
Avery.
Avery is the banana from
so
Fortnite.
Avery was Peely from Fortnite. And we just have to, he was a great Peely at our pregame. But then once he was Peely out in Boulder, he entered another dimension. I don't know if you guys witnessed, it was amazing. Everyone was loving him so much. Like literally on the walk to the bar, he was getting pictures with so many people. The people just love him, Peely. And then on the dance floor, he was crushing it. He was the most beloved. Like, it was amazing to watch.
I thought
him
he just looked like bananas in pajamas.
Yeah, it was just. I mean, who doesn't love a good banana?
Yeah, who doesn't love a good banana? Honestly,
it's so funny to me because there was a dance floor full of like Olympians, and Yard was in full incognito Frozone, so no one could recognize him, but. Peely the banana was the absolute center of attention the
crushed
entire
it.
Night. Yeah.
The best thing about that was there was someone who was telling us like, hey, like your friend is out here. And this was a runner. He came up and he was like talking to me about running, and he was talking about Yared, and he was like, yeah, like your friend Frozone, I think he's outside. Like you might want to go like help him out. But he didn't realize it was Yared. It was just, and this was an actual runner that was talking to me. He didn't recognize him. So the costume
he would
worked.
Have been pissed about that. He'd the costume like, worked. Shit, I could have met Yared. Yeah. I could have met Yared as Frozone. Like, imagine having
dream,
that photo.
Dream come true.
Imagine having that photo.
I think Morg was one of my favorites.
I think Morg and Center coming in. I did, when I heard about, because Morg needed to borrow something for his costume, even though Gus kind of, you know, got way too excited. But we'll get to Gus in a bit. But Morgan's costume, I did think, which obviously was probably the plan, that Morgan was going to be dressed up as one of the guys from... One of the guys from the challenges, and then Cinta was going to be Zendaya. But it was a flip. Rocked up with a dress, very tight.
It was a women's small.
Tight black dress with a nice wig and a coffee club visor. Shouting out coffee club as well. But Morgan's costume, everybody, particularly Jackson... loved Morgan's costume because he really liked those words. He really fit that costume well. Yeah. So, and then Cinta was also cracking everyone up with her.
Cinta was art.
Stanford outfit.
And so Kai was Patrick. And so Kai gave all his Stanford stuff to Cinta to wear. And she also had a wig with the backwards cap. She looked like a cool like yeah. frat dude essentially.
Yeah, pretty much. frat dude from Stanford. Yeah. Stanford.
And then Kai was a good Patrick. I mean, you can't. His Patrick is a more subtle.
Yeah.
Kai's Patrick is a more subtle costume.
It was basically just a t-shirt.
But and facial hair.
But he did it really well. If you've seen the movie, and because he was kind of playing the, like, Patrick in the movie always has this kind of, it's not creepy, but he has this like smirk all the time. Mm. Like he just banged your wife, which is what happens.
Which is what happens.
He always has those. And Kai had that smirk down pretty good. Like every time there was a picture, he would bring it out.
If you had the three of you together, it made, like, you could see, oh, I could see it. But if Kai was like just on his own in the party, people are like, what is this guy dressed up as? No, people trying to figure it out.
Yeah,
if you weren't with Morgan.
When we couldn't hold our tennis rackets because Gus was going a bit crazy, it did take away a bit, I think, from the recognizability. Yeah,
which unfortunately, Gus.
It was okay. It was great.
Gus was dressed up as a spider again. Spider 2.0 didn't rip off the arms this time, but he went at any party for some reason. I took him for a walk. He gets overstimulated. He sees all these balls. He sees all these props, and
it's a lot of
he broke people's wands. He broke.
Was that your gun, George?
Yeah, he ate one of my pistols, but I put it back together. It's okay. It's functional again.
Yeah. So Gus, way too excited. But yeah, the costumes were amazing. I thought everyone did such an amazing job. Joe and Sage. Joe was dressed up as Fortnite as well. The fish guy.
Yeah, I don't know his name.
I can't remember his name either.
Their name.
And then she was saved from the forest.
Bushwalker. Bushwalker.
She definitely didn't know what she was dressed as.
I would have loved to see all three of them in town with that. Like with the reaction Peely got.
The three Fortnite.
Lost their minds.
Mm.
Yeah, that
was fantastic.
Hit.
I thought it was great. It was good to see everyone having the costumes.
Yeah, George was a cowboy, which is just, I think, a fun. I think George just wants to be a cowboy, so.
That kind of was the theme I was going for.
Got to live out a fantasy.
And I always wanted to wear a bowler tie, actually. That was fun.
Yeah. Probably most hyper-realistic costume.
the costume you could definitely reuse for, other times.
Yeah.
I'll just start dressing like that.
Why not? Same with Mario, actually. George and Mario were fighting because Mario came as Peaky Blinders, which he got to wear like a three-piece suit.
He also, Mario wishes he was Peaky Blinders.
Yeah, so he was.
That's really just living out a fantasy of his.
And he was probably the only one role-playing. Well, I guess Kai, but Mario was like role-playing.
The whole night, if you went and talked to Mario, he had something to say that was
he was
Peaky
in character.
Blinders-esque.
Why don't we... And you want to out in the corner.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't even know. I don't watch it.
He wasn't doing the accent, though.
No, he was. He was.
Oh, he was?
It's just you couldn't tell.
But yeah, sorry. That was costumes. And then the games were expertly.
Yeah, so we came up with the idea of doing two games because Press Play is also like an arcade bar. So if people wanted to play games, pool, or anything like that. Obviously, you don't want to be too gamed out. But the idea was to play Bureau Kart, which I think is a very, very fun game. However... things did happen during Bureau Kart that we had to address. Tom and I definitely weren't on real teams. We were kind of delegating the teams. But Bureau Kart, pretty much we had four people and you do four races and they have one drink that's unopened and they start the race. They can open the beer. They can't drink and drive, but they must finish their drink before the race ends and they have to try and beat the other competitors in the race. So... people nominated four people, or their best drivers, one of them had to be a girl, a lady, just to even it out, because a lot of guys probably play Mario Kart, but we wanted to make sure that, there was equal representation in some ways, because I think most of the teams were heavily male.
There was more guys at the party than women. More,
so we tried to separate it. We tried to separate couples as well, so no collusion. Anyway... so we had that happen, and the first round, the very first round, Mario wins by a lot, and everyone's, been cheering, but me and Tom made sure we did a drink check. So the drink check is you check that they've actually sculled their drink, otherwise they'll get penalized. And we picked up...
for review.
Yeah, we picked up Mario's drink. It was a non-alcoholic beer as well.
He didn't even know.
He didn't even know.
It was non-alcoholic.
He thought it had alcohol in it.
It was a non-alcoholic beer.
Yeah, he was arguing against it.
He was a little upset.
Yeah. We had the non-alcoholic beer option for people who didn't want to drink. And he drank it thinking it was alcohol, but there was like a good chunk of that beer left. And I made everyone gather around the sink. Everyone was watching and I said, okay, we need a, this is a... democracy, let's just check it. And I pour the beer out and you just hear Jared go, kill him, kill him. Went bananas.
It was kind of a long
pour. It was a long pour. So me and Tom put outraged. On a review, and Dylan and Mario kept coming back to me saying, oh, if you can scull a beer like in front of everyone, like after the game, like, can we get our points back? Because we deducted 5 points, I think.
Was actually pretty light because that only takes you down to third place.
Yeah, it took him down. Yeah,
he would have been not a big penalty.
He would have been even to who got second to them.
No, yeah, he was like, was they were team. Still tied for first after that.
Yeah,
penalty.
Yeah, so it's actually not that bad. He got off pretty light.
He got off pretty light because we didn't want to, like, you know.
No, to be honest, though, a non-alcoholic IPA is much harder to drink than a fucking Twisted Tea.
So this is the other thing.
Which we should, they need to be banned.
A lot of the people were doing Twisted Teas because I literally the next morning I'm looking around.
Because they're not carbonated. They may as well just drink a glass of water.
The next morning I'm walking around and Meg just goes, man, your team loves Twisted Teas because there's just Twisted Teas everywhere all over my kitchen. I'm like, okay, yeah. Everyone was using them for beer or cup.
Anybody could have picked any drink though. So it was,
we did say that
even
rule.
Playing field.
Yeah.
You had the choice.
We had the choice there because we didn't want it to limit people because we wanted people to participate and we didn't want to limit them by what they drank. So most people do the Twisted Teas, which next time we will enforce a bubbly rule where there has to be sparkly.
You just have to 100%. Put them through the soda stream. And
it could be a hard spin drift or like a... yeah, you can put the twee through it, so to speak.
Carbonate your own teas. Yeah.
But we had that go down. It was very fun. And what I thought made it a successful gala was everyone was... People were still mingling and chatting, but everyone was watching the action happen. I think everyone was still very involved in the Bureau Cup, which was great. And then Tom and I set up the trivia, which was 10 Halloween questions because the Halloween pre-drink gala theme party for Coffee Club, and then 10 questions about the team. I think that went really well.
It went well. There's a couple of contentious questions.
There was a couple of questions that were contended. The first question, the Warlock question, I know that was under a lot of contention. Tom Wang wrote that question.
I didn't write a single.
You got to vet these. You got to vet these questions. The question for anyone listening at home was: what is the name of a male? What is the name of a male
practices
witch?
Witchcraft.
Oh, a male that practiced how it was worded?
Yes.
So a lot of people just put wizard or mage.
I mean,
but it was apparently warlock.
You know what the definition of witchcraft is versus magic. Like wizards do practice magic, but is witchcraft a different form of magic from?
Witchcraft
is like dark magic.
Tom's been playing a lot of World of Warcraft. So if you can imagine,
it's two different classes. There's warlock and then there's mages.
There you go.
Is there actually?
Yeah.
Should have known that.
This question was way too deep.
One of the other questions that got a lot of contention was the what is Dathan Lutzenhine's quote, which we marked it together because people would put good God, and then people put good God, man. But yeah, we didn't separate it.
The Josette one was the JoJo. The good God, man was the best because just standing in front with like the laptop, hearing all the teams brainstorm, I heard like a wave of good God, man, like from like
everyone was doing a Ritz impression around the group.
Like I was hearing them pop up.
But overall, trivia was amazing, and apparently the points got added up at the end, and there was a reward for the team that won the overall. But it didn't really feel like it.
It wasn't a reward. It was more
punishment.
Well, the funniest thing about that was we went double points for the first round of trivia, triple points to try and cover the amount of points they scored in Bureau Kart, which ended up...
Whoever won Bureau Kart still won, though.
They only just, because they didn't do that great at trivia.
Well, the trivia was pretty level, actually.
Yeah,
it was
the trivia was too level to make a big enough
difference.
We did
really well in the trivia because we cheated on a few of them, and it didn't matter.
I knew there was going to be cheating anyway, so...
We didn't mean to cheat.
The winning team, which was Manscapers, and Cinta was very excited about this because Cinta really wanted to make sure she could deliver her reward, was... I had a skull that was in the freezer that was full of this tequila, like nice tequila, but it was tequila nonetheless. And if the winning team got to choose somebody to take that sip from the skull, because it's Halloween theme. So they did that. Everyone was a good sport. They did it. And then all of a sudden, Yara grabs it, swigs it, passes it on to somebody else. Somebody else swigs it. So everybody's just gone for the skull. Everybody did the punishment. So
everyone took a sip.
There's no tequila left by the time we left. Everyone drank it. It was gone.
One thing that we didn't talk about that was really significant is that Yara got beaten as well.
Yara did get beaten.
In Bureau Kart.
Yep.
That got the loudest cheer of the night.
Yeah.
Everyone took a shot after Yara.
And it was on Rainbow Road.
We did the Jello shot.
His specialty.
Yeah. Because with the last team, the last people that raced were probably the best Mario Kart racers. It was Avery. It was Yara. And
was Dylan?
Dylan,
Tyson,
and Tyson. Yeah. So those four,
except for Kai.
Except for Kai, who was
Kai didn't get to play. Kai's probably the second best Mario Kart player on the team, and he didn't get chosen by his team to drive.
Which is insane. He did drink for Alicia, though, because Alicia wasn't drinking.
As well as Joe.
And he drank for Alicia while she...
No,
she,
as and Joe.
Oh, he drank for Joe as well.
Back to back.
Yeah, so very impressive. Well, Joe had a workout in the morning. That's why he was...
Joe should have had to do an ENA. I don't know why we get... Let him, I don't know why we let him get away with that.
Also, wait, Alicia too. Alicia should have done an ENA as well.
Oh, well.
All right, next time we'll put those in the rules.
I guess they'll just go down as cheats forever.
Yep, they will. But overall, I thought it was very successful. Pre-drinks thing. I was very happy that everyone had a good time. It felt like people really enjoyed it. And then...
just good energy from everyone. Yeah. Especially all the young people part that joined the team and our other new members.
Yeah.
Who I don't even know if all our new members are official, but we've kind of mentioned some of them by names. But I won't say their names right now just to make sure we don't get in trouble. But they all brought amazing energy.
Amazing energy.
Yeah. Such a good success that Ollie successfully got kicked out of press play.
Well,
you did?
Did that actually happen?
Yes, I did.
That I only found out about this today.
I did get kicked out of press play.
Wait, is that why you were sitting outside?
Yep.
Ollie was trying to let that slide.
No, I'm not letting it slide. You guys just haven't spoken to me about the night. And then I told you when you came over to help clean up.
It was, and it was news to me.
Yeah, because I didn't tell. It was literally, what am I going to tell? Where I texted everyone. I was like, oh, yeah. I got kicked out. Yeah. Well, look.
What for?
So what happened was...
Are there like midnight bounces in the bathroom?
Yeah. So, yeah, I got kicked out. Nice. But they got me a bottle of water, so.
Very nice of them.
Yeah. Nice.
That's the most respectful kick out I've ever heard.
Yeah, that sounds...
Sounds like they politely asked.
Politely asked you to leave.
Yeah, that's pretty much what happened.
Sounds like
yeah,
you had a reasonable discussion about it.
I should leave. I should leave. And then I was outside, and I was just a trash can that was just drinking water, very, very drunk. And then my girlfriend comes as a recycling can, and we're walking down the street, and everyone loved our costumes so much, but I was making all these trash jokes that I feel like trash and I am trash because I got kicked out, you know, because I'm a trash can. So it was great. But yes, I did get kicked out of press play. I apparently am the first person from the OAC and from Meg's friend group to get kicked out of press play. So I'll take that title. Apparently it's pretty hard to get kicked out of press play. And I got kicked out.
Well, great way to end the night, huh?
Yeah. Also, Yara didn't Yara also throw up?
Really could have. I was comfy. I spent like at least half the time at press play playing pool.
You were very serious about that because I came over to stir him up and then Jordy's like, literally fuck off. I'm like, oh, this is business.
I don't know.
Business right now.
I'm a big games guy. I don't know if I like drinking that much, but I do love playing games either while I'm drinking or instead of drinking.
Did you get some wins?
Yeah, well, you crushed it.
Well, so I've talked about playing pool before, which I learned at Thanksgiving last year. Not pool, but how to play pool at a bar, like putting quarters down, which is very intimidating, but it helps like if you're a little buzzed. And so, and it was busy. Like press play was freaking popping. So pool tables were a hot commodity. And there were these two girls freaking running this table when we got there, looking very intimidating. And I put a quarter down and spent some time picking a teammate. And I eventually went with Dylan, who I feel like is reasonably athletic. And I think was a solid pick. It was him or like, and I think Kai said he was not going to be any good. And so did Mario, I think. I didn't really trust him.
Well, Peaky Blinders, they don't play pool much.
Well, Dylan was a Peaky Blinder too, and I still had to...
That is true.
I still went with Dylan, and I'm a decent pool player, and we were throwing down on these girls. We were up by like three
you
balls.
Were throwing down on Dude. These girls.
Yeah, we were.
That's because I saw them play, and I was.
We were dominating.
They were good.
We were going on a run, and we get somehow. I don't sink the black on my turn, so I have to wait a couple. Dylan has they still have three balls on the table. And we're on the black, and me and Dylan are lining up for a while, getting this shit up, picking between two pockets so as not to sink the white. We pick the one that seems the less risky. Dylan sinks the black, and we just watch as the white rolls into the corner pocket.
Fuck.
And we're still recovering from that loss. So
the worst way to lose.
Yeah, it was tough. It was really tough. Eventually, we got back on the table like an hour later, maybe more. After some recovery on the dance floor.
Did you make up for it?
Hmm?
Did you make up for it?
Yeah, but the girls had left by then, so we didn't get any redemption.
Damn.
Yeah.
Oh, that was cool.
So Dylan blew it for us.
Yeah, it was Dylan's fault. See, maybe I told you, picky blinders, don't pick them next time. Just, you know, there might be a trash can walking around that's actually not a bad pool player. That maybe could have not had that one last drink and maybe just needed to play
some
pool.
It altered the timeline.
It could have altered the timeline, yeah.
True. Next year. Well, yeah, so that was our Gartler.
It was a lot of fun. Maybe it was top
Gartler. Next year we should just do it in the gym.
Why not?
We keep moving it from different places. We should just go straight to the gym and just drink there.
I think there was like a magic to the fact that it was so focused on like, it was more internal than external. Like it wasn't like, let's entertain all these guests from other teams. And
yeah, I think that has really diminishing like, return trying to host a party for a lot of other people that aren't as close to us that maybe don't really care about it as much. Having it the small group with just us actually getting to hang out, which is, I mean, that's literally a once a year occurrence. Mm.
It was 30 people. That's still a lot of people.
It was amazing.
Yeah,
and then there was still technically like a public component to it.
There was. No,
you know, there's an open invite.
Yeah. How many people do you think came from that?
Two.
Like between five.
My friend Andrew.
Yeah.
Yeah, he came.
Nice. So at least one.
Yeah.
We'll take it. So that's the gala, 2024, fourth gala.
Fourth annual.
That really ages us. That really ages us. But yeah, another gala done and dusted and a very successful one. I think we're on the up. And yeah, it's a great way to start the year because then today we had our first practice of the year and everyone's just, you know, feeling good. Had some fun times a couple nights ago, good vibes. So big success. Well done.
People say even Ritz was there. He was in costume. But no one knew what costume he was. But they say he was there.
He was there. So I believe that.
We don't know what he was or if he was there, but he was there apparently.
He was there.
In costume.
Amazing. So our final topic for today is this big reveal for the Grand Slam list, which Mr. Tom Wing has all the knowledge here. So I think the way that we're going to do it is we're going to...
And that's the end of this episode. This is Mr. Manager Tom signing off of part one of episode 157. To watch the second half of this episode, you're going to open whatever app you use to listen to your podcast and click the one before this one. It should be something about Grand Slam. Thank you for listening and see you there.